The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Bruce Gerlander, who is the general manager of the Walt Disney World Golf Resort here, and Alex Forsythe, the director of sales and marketing for Walt Disney World Golf. And it's a pleasure to be here. I can't believe the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, and this is the first time I had the honor of playing Magnolia in Palm, Alex. My goodness.
Yeah, it is. 50 years is gone in a hurry, for sure. We are extremely excited to be celebrating right along with Walt Disney World Resort the 50 years of Walt Disney World Golf, 50 years of the history of the PGA Tour that we've had here, all the way back dating to 1971.
Wow, I always remembered a PGA Tour golf tournament here, Alex. Take us through the history of the home to that incredible PGA Tour event.
Well, honestly, it started all the way back in 1971 with a meeting between Mr. Arnold Palmer and the director of sales and marketing here at the time at the resort. And back then, it was a lot easier to host a PGA Tour event than it is these days. Mr. Palmer graciously agreed to help compile an event. And within a few months, they had the very first event here back in 1971, in December of 1971. That event went on to have a 42-year PGA Tour history here, all the way through 2012.
And I love how on both the Palm and Magnolia, there are signs that have little synopsises of, you know, the players and what they did at this hole and that hole, Bruce. It kind of adds to the whole golf experience.
No, the tournament history is certainly one of the three things we key on. We key on the tournament history, the relationship with Arnold Palmer, and the characters that are unique to Disney.
Bruce, talk about some of the guys who won here all those years when the PGA Tour stopped here.
Sure. The winner list is like a who's who of golf of their era. Jack Nicklaus won the first three. We've had Payne Stewart win. We've had David Duval win. Davis Love. Of course, Tiger Woods a couple times. More recent winners like Luke Donald when he was number one in the world. Vijay Singh. So anybody who was kind of at the top of the tour at that time, for some reason, they rose to the top here when they played Disney. So it's great to see those names on the wall.
You know, you walk in and you see all these photographs of all the players with Mickey or Minnie Mouse, and it adds to the whole environment and the whole atmosphere. And I love how they say it's the happiest place on turf. That's perfect, right? Do you ever not have a happy day here on turf, Alex?
It's very difficult to have a bad day around these parts. You know, when you come here, everybody's on vacation or everybody's away from home enjoying themselves. We like to say that, you know, our staff members, if you're not coming to work having a great time, how are our guests ever going to feel the same way? And so we really try to make sure that that is a part of our daily activity.
Everybody's so friendly here. I mean, it just goes without saying, right? Everybody's going to say hello, and you see people working here from all different parts of the country, and I love how it has your hometown on the name tags. When we were coming in, we saw a young man who cleaned our clubs from Long Island, where we live, and it starts the conversation, and it's good to see people working here who are so friendly and from all different parts of the country. I really love that aspect of Disney. I had learned earlier that when Walt Disney was originally flying over this property, he sketched his vision of the property on a napkin, and it always included golf. Right, Alex?
Yes, you're correct. All the way back to the early days, he always envisioned golf being an integral part of the overall experience here at Walt Disney World.
Bruce, I know you're very involved with the Arnold Palmer Golf Management Company. Talk about their role here at Disney Golf. How much did the course change?
The corridors were all the same, but all the tee boxes were new, as well as the greens. Greens are a lot more undulating. Bunkering was totally different than was there before. All three courses were Joe Lee courses originally, but Mr. Palmer and his company were able to put a little bit of a unique spin on the same design layout.
And which one is more difficult, or does it just depend on the day with the greens, and who wants to tackle that question?
It really does. I mean, since our renovations of the last decade, the Palm Golf Course has really changed its character. It used to be thought of as more the baby sister to the Magnolia Golf Course. Everybody associated the PGA Tour with the Disney's Magnolia Golf Course. And so the lesser known was the Palm Golf Course. And now, since that renovation, completely changed the aesthetics, as Bruce mentioned. Brand new tees, brand new bunkers, brand new greens, elevated plateau greens. And it plays much more like a links course on the basis that there has a lot of runoff areas around the greens. Everything is kind of closely mown. With a Magnolia course, it's more of your typical Florida-style course where you've got longer grass around each of the greens. When your ball rolls off the edge, it kind of stops as opposed to funneling away from the green. And with the Lake Bonavista Golf Course, you play in and around a couple of the Disney resorts, and so you tend to cross over different roadways. You see the canalways and the boats taking people to and from the resorts. So each golf course has its own individual appeal now, and a little bit different playability and characteristics. As far as challenge is concerned, each of them have played host to the PGA Tour, so they're each PGA Tour golf course is considered in their own right. Magnolia is certainly the longest, but it really depends, as you say, on where you place the pins, which way the wind is blowing from, etc., as to which one plays more challenging. We really want to make sure, though, that the golf courses are all playable. You know, these are resort courses through and through, and even though they've got a PGA Tour affiliation with that 42 years of PGA Tour history, they are resort golf courses, and we want to make sure that they're plenty playable for the average golfer.
Well, they're all three championship courses, and all three completely different courses, right, which gives you a nice variety here. But, you know, depending on the speed of the greens, they can be tough.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I say. We can make them as easy or as challenging as we want, really, on a daily basis, and we have a variety of teeing grounds to where we can, you know, play it a little bit shorter or play it a little bit longer. But we really want to make sure that everybody has a great time here, so we try and set them up in a manner in which we can get everybody around the golf course. Whether you're a relative new beginner to the game or an advanced player, you can still get around the golf course in about 4.5 hours, not lose a dozen golf balls in doing so, and leave here feeling pretty good about yourself. We've also got the Oak Trail Golf Course for those that are more novice to the game, and that's a 9-hole walking course. And that is a regulation golf course in its own sense. It's 2 par 3s, 2 par 5s, and 5 par 4s. But it is a walking course, so it's engineered a lot more for novices and those that have young families trying to get introduced to the game of golf, and plays around 2,300 from the back tee.
And you have to love the iconic Mickey Mouse bunker on the par 3 sixth on the Magnolia course.
No, it's certainly every guest favorite shot. I think every player definitely gets a picture in front of it. And I wouldn't be surprised if a few hit into it intentionally just to get a chance to play out of it. I do know we go through sand on that quicker than any other bunker on property. It's a lot of fun to say you've been there and that you've hit a shot out of it.
That's a deep bunker, too. And it probably is the only time I didn't want to be anywhere near Mickey Mouse, right? I did not want to go in that bunker. I did take a picture of it, though, and I was so excited to par that hole. But that is such a great spot on the golf course.
Yeah, absolutely is. It's an iconic shot that you can't get anywhere else, only here at Disney. And we're very fortunate to not only have one of the Mickey Mouse-shaped bunkers on Magnolia on hole number 6, like you saw, but also on Lake Bonavista, we have that same opportunity as well as Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course.
So Arnold Palmer was very involved with Walt Disney Golf from the beginning, and then Jack Nicklaus won the first 3 straight tournaments, right?
No, that is true. Mr. Palmer was living at Bay Hill around the time that Disney was getting ready to open, and some of the executives thought that golf, PGA Tour golf, in fact, would be a good way to help put the resort on the map. One of them reached out to Mr. Palmer. He came down and was meeting with them talking about the tournament, and the story goes the monorail was going around, and he looked up and he saw that and said, "What the heck is that?" They explained to him what it was. He asked for a ride. They gave him a ride, and when they got off the ride, he shook hands, said, "I'll get on the phone and call up a few friends," one of which was Jack Nicklaus, who did win the first 3. I don't know how Mr. Palmer took that, but it was a great way to kick off the tournament for sure.
Yeah, as you say, all these iconic names involved with Disney Golf. And do any of these pros come back to visit at all after the end of the PGA Tour stop?
Yeah, we see them from time to time for sure. We have a couple of them that live here in the local area. But, you know, the PGA Tour, most of these individuals that won or played here as part of that tour event are getting to the age now that they're part of the Champions Tour, or they have a different schedule, or they're honestly retiring from their golf career. So we don't see them very often, but when we do, it's always a treat.
Well, one thing I was going to add to that, and I don't know if you got your picture in the Mickey Mouse cart yet up in front of the clubhouse, but that is actually as big an attraction as a golf course. In fact, we had Bubba Watson here a couple weeks ago coming out to the parks with his kids, but he came over and just got his shot taken in the Mickey cart. We've had Zach Johnson, Henrik Stenson with the Claret Jug, and we've had numerous major winners. So if you get your picture in that, you'll go on the Wall of Fame with a who's who of golfers.
Yeah, that's a really nice welcoming, you know, again, an iconic moment when you walk in and that Mickey Mouse cart is right there. And you can't even go into the doors of the clubhouse until you get your picture taken. And the guys who are welcoming you in, you know, who work here, they're professionals at taking pictures, right? Because I'm sure everybody who walks by them asks them for their picture.
Most people do. It's funny, though. I've walked by and there's a few, let's call mature men, that it's not kind of beneath them or not fun enough for them. But you just shame them into it, and then minutes later they're giggling like little kids. They just love it. It's a shot that everybody puts on their Facebook account and goes back and tells somebody, hey, look what I got to do. Sometimes even more than the golf courses.
I just love it. It's the first thing that hits you when you come, and it's a special, very special photograph indeed. And now with social media, everybody has to take their picture and get it out there. Bruce, you know, the service standards here that guests have come to expect, it's Walt Disney, after all. You know, you expect a certain element of service and quality of service. Talk a little bit about that and your standards at Arnold Palmer Golf Management.
Sure. And again, going back to the blending of the two cultures between Arnold Palmer and Walt Disney, what we want to do is really make sure that everyone feels welcome. Everyone has to feel welcome and comfortable and appreciated. And the staff works very hard at that because we do appreciate everyone that gets to come and spend some time with us.
Alex, I detect a Scottish accent. So how did you end up coming to the land of Mickey Mouse?
By way of Alabama, believe it or not, for 4 years. Played college golf and decided that I didn't want to go back to the home country. So next best thing was to set up a life here in Florida. Decided I preferred the warm to the cold and ended up here in Orlando. And I've been here for 20 plus years at this point.
Isn't that great? And Bruce, he hasn't lost that Scottish accent, has he, even being associated with Walt Disney World?
He is the ultimate brand ambassador, as the silver-tongued Scott, as we call him. Yes, he.
All right, now I come to understand that foot golf is becoming really popular. Talk about foot golf. What is foot golf, and why has it become so popular right here at Disney World of Golf?
Foot golf has been extremely interesting for us. You know, we have these four golf courses here, three championship courses, and one nine-hole course. So it was discovered very early on that there just wasn't the type of demand for the nine-hole golf course that we have for our championship golf courses to keep it as busy as the 18-hole courses were. And so we decided to branch out, being here at a Mecca for family entertainment. We decided that another form of golf would fit well here and bring a lot of people onto the Disney golf property that wouldn't have necessarily stepped foot here at our golf courses. You know, we have thousands of hotel rooms on our doorstep. Orlando is obviously a mecca of entertainment for visitors, and we get in the region of 75 million visitors to Central Florida on an annual basis. And we thought that we could tap into a little more of a portion of that by not just focusing on golf, but getting into one another gateway sport. And it was decided that foot golf was going to be that most suitable alternative. Foot golf is a hybrid sport between golf and soccer. It's played with a regulation size 5 soccer ball, and you kick your way around the golf course into 21-inch diameter holes set into the ground. It's available 4 days a week in the afternoon hours at Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course, and it supplements and doesn't detract from a regular golf availability on that golf course.
And the popularity of that, do you see it increasing every year?
Absolutely. We're one of over 500 courses nationwide. It is now part of one of the Disney theme park tickets, so as a complimentary inclusion, you can actually play a round of foot golf out here if you're lucky enough to have one of those passes. And, we do thousands of rounds of foot golf on an annual basis.
And I understand you're the ambassador to the American Foot Golf League?
Yes, I am. I was elected to membership as the newest ambassador to the American Foot Golf League, which is a governing body of foot golf here in the United States. And like I said, we have about over 500 courses nationwide.
And the World Cup of Foot Golf is coming here in 2023.
Correct. We're looking forward to not only the World Cup of Foot Golf in 2023, when about 32 different countries from around the world will be represented and approximately 1,000 professional foot golfers, but this summer, a little bit more imminently here in late May, we will be hosting the U.S. Open as well as the Janssen Cup, which is like the Ryder Cup of foot golf, where we have Team USA going up against a team from the United Kingdom.
That's very exciting. Bruce, have you ever tried this sport?
I have, and the ambassador beat me two up on each side, I think, on that day. But I think Alex used the term gateway, and what I like about it is it's a gateway drug to the game of golf, hopefully, where people will enjoy the foot golf and then ask what those people are doing with the sticks and balls out there. But what is also neat, you see everything from a five-year-old playing with an 85-year-old grandparent. You can't really experience that in the game of golf itself, so that's what's really neat. Just more family time together and creating memories here.
I'd love to try it. I think it sounds like fun. Really cool.
You don't lose many balls, and it plays a lot quicker, and it's actually pretty good exercise. So, yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, I'm a PGA member, and I'm thinking of giving up the professional golf side of things because I've never scored over par in foot golf.
That is a big enticement for sure to try it. So, Bruce, you represent two of the most iconic and trusted brands in the world between Disney and Arnold Palmer Golf Management. That's a lot of pressure.
I don't know if it's pressure, but I certainly don't take myself very seriously, but I take that responsibility very seriously. And I try and embody that in our entire team. We represent two names that have very high standards associated with it, and everything that we do, say, act, interact with everyone is important that we maintain that lofty standard. And it's fun doing it, so it's a blast.
It's both an honor and a privilege, to be honest, Ann.
And they have two guys who've been here for a long time, right? So you must really enjoy your work here.
See the gray hair? Yeah, we've been here for a while, for sure. It's a labor of love, for sure. I don't treat it as a job. Like I said, it's an honor and privilege to work here. And fortunately, they pay me to come to show up to work every day.
I love it. To be paid to, you know, work at the happiest place on turf. Right? Who came up with that saying?
That was actually part of Century Golf, which is the parent company of Arnold Palmer Golf Management. That was actually part of their original presentation to the Disney company, and came up with that theme to match up with the magical place on Earth and some of the other taglines that the theme parks use. And they actually love it. And we're just now going to be introducing that on some merchandise and some other products like that to get that word out. Hopefully when you come here, you hear that with a smile from the person who first greets you up by the Mickey cart. Welcome to the happiest place on turf. And some people, they just live for that, hearing that every day. It really makes their day.
It really is cool. I love it. I think whoever came up with it, it's just very, very clever. How about anything new and different coming up for the Magnolia course?
Well, we're going to be redoing some greens and tees out on the golf course this year. And hopefully by next fall, we'll be bigger and better out there with new surfaces, a little bit of redesign around the greens, and it should be a much improved version of a grand old classic.
Yeah, we're being part of this 50th anniversary. We have merchandise lines that we're looking to launch here very, very soon. We've got a new membership program that we're launching sometime in the next couple of months. Walt Disney World, if you're not moving forward, you're actually moving in reverse. So we're always continuing to evolve. As Bruce said, Arnold Palmer Golf Management has had its hands on these facilities for the last 10 years. We entered into a 20-year agreement back in 2011, and we got about halfway through that current scenario right now, and we can't wait to see what we can do with the next 10 years. It's very exciting.
I love how, you know, they incorporate all the Disney characters on the golf carts and, you know, and some of the signage. And I noticed on your shirt, Alex, you have Grumpy breaking his club over his knee. I hope that's not indicative of who you represent. One of the Disney characters you represent here, Grumpy.
I have a different shirt for every day of the week, so it just depends on which side of the bed I get out in the morning. No, honestly, it's fun and whimsical. You know, we've got as Bruce has talked about, the traditional championship golf courses and the connotations that come with the Arnold Palmer brand and what he stood for as an individual and as a figurehead. But then we also connected it to the whimsical nature of Disney and the theatrical side of Disney. And this is something that you're going to get here and nowhere else in the world. It's an experience that is unlike any other because you've got the two brands tied together. There's a lot of great golf courses here in Central Florida. They all have reputable designers, great customer service, and nobody has what we have, and we're very fortunate to be able to tap into that Disney branding to create something unique.
It's a lot of fun just being here, visiting with you both. You both appreciate, you know, your work, and certainly the second you walk in, you know, you really do feel like it is the happiest place on turf. Thanks so much for having me, and it's a magical place. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Pleasure to have you, Ann.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for coming by. See you real soon.
Alex Forsythe, Director of Sales and Marketing, Walt Disney World Golf, and Bruce Gerlander, General Manager of Walt Disney World Golf. Thanks, guys. Really enjoyed it. The Sports Interview with Ann Liguori podcast was brought to you by IB Cole Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive IceFill cooling technology along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit IBKOL.com to learn more.